Today is 9/29/2021, and it's the fourth weekday. This is on the excommunication of Marie Beau and Jane Beau by the Holy Catholic Church. And this is the introduction. The attached document or following audio is a decree of excommunication of Marie Beau and Jane Beau. It is also an audio format. It is the duty of a bishop or other ruler of the Catholic Church to make known such decrees so as to warn others. Quote, "Now I beseech you, brethren, to mark them who make dissensions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, or schisms, and avoid them." Romans 16:17. "I do not intend to say more than what is contained in the decree, because I do not want to expose all the dirty details or drag other people into it who have repented, or people who are not subject to the Catholic Church, such as the unbeliever mentioned in this decree. However, if Marie Beau and Jane Beau chooses to publicly expose the dirty details, or lie, or misrepresent events or statements, then I will have to reveal as much as necessary in order to refute and discredit them. I ask all Catholics to pray for their repentance, conversion, and abjuration. Sincerely and with great sorrow, Richard Joseph Michael Ibrani, a judge and ruler of the Catholic Church and superior of Mary's Little Remnant." What follows is the excommunication decree, which was handed down on 8/29/2021. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Excommunication decree of Marie Juliana Beau and Jane Frances Beau. Marie Juliana Beau and Jane Frances Beau, led by the devil, having abandoned through schism the promise they had made at their baptism, have not feared to disobey and leave the Catholic Church of God. Marie has left her husband, William George Norris, for another man, for an immoral, unbaptized unbeliever. She has since tried to invalidate or nullify her marriage with William based upon her own authority and without any church law defending her claim, so she can court this immoral unbeliever with the hope of marrying him. Hence, she is guilty of spiritual adultery and very possibly physical adultery. When I presented Marie with the church law that proved that her marriage rite was valid and cannot be annulled, she refused to accept it. I then told her that she is flirting with schism, and I told her that even if she were not married, the church does not allow her to take as a boyfriend an immoral unbeliever, and that it was a mortal sin for her to do so. Instead of repenting, she refused to confess her sins, amend her life, and to do penance, the penance I imposed upon her. Instead, she left her Catholic brothers and the Catholic Church and the Catholic God in order to be under the care of her immoral, unbelieving boyfriend with the hope of marrying him. And Marie's mother, Jane Frances Beau, followed her because she loves her daughter more than God, the Catholic Church, and her Catholic brothers. Jane is now living with Marie and is living on the same property as her boyfriend. They both have refused to obey several admonitions, but instead expect the Catholic Church, Catholic law, and I, a ruler of God's church, to submit to them. And thus they have set up their own church with Jane as the head of that church. Therefore, am I concerned over this? I do not desire that I perish because of any pastoral neglect of my own. For before the dread judgment seat, I will have to render an account to the Prince of the Shepherds, our Lord Jesus Christ, in accordance with the terrible warning the Lord himself addresses to us with these words: "If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at thy hand." Ezekiel 3:18. Therefore, reprehending them with paternal affection, I have warned them several times so that they might conquer their malice, exhorting them to amend themselves, confess their sins, make reparation, and do penance. But they, oh woe, despising the salutary admonitions of the Church of God, which they have offended, and led by the spirit of pride, have not wanted to make full confession, reparation, and penance. The precepts of the Lord and of the apostles speak clearly about what to do with such prevaricators. For the Lord says, "But if thy brother shall offend and will not hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen and a publican." Matthew 18:15-17. And the Lord says, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee." Matthew 8:18. Therefore, carrying out the precepts of the Lord and of the apostles, I take from the body of the church with the iron tongs of excommunication these putrid and incurable members who refuse to accept the remedy, so that the rest of the members of the body may not be poisoned by such a pestiferous disease, and to prevent scandal and to protect the reputation of the Catholic Church and faith. They have despised my admonitions and my repeated exhortations, having been warned several times, according to the precept of the Lord, they would not amend themselves and do penance. They have not reflected upon their guilt, nor have they confessed it, nor did they ask for pardon. But with their hearts hardened by the devil, they continue to persevere in the same evil as before. According to the words of the apostle, the impenitent heart stores up to itself wrath for the day of wrath. Romans 2:5. Wherefore, by the judgment of God Almighty the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and of St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles, and of all the saints, and by virtue of the power which has been given me as a ruler of the Catholic Church, of binding and loosing in heaven and on earth, I deprive Marie Juliana Beau and Jane Frances Beau, with all their accomplices and all their abettors, of the communion of the body and blood of our Lord. I separate them from the society of all Christians. I exclude them from the bosom of the Holy Mother Church in heaven and on earth. And I declare them excommunicated and anathematized, as well as I judge them condemned to everlasting fire with Satan and his angels and all the reprobates. So long as they will not burst the fetters of the devil, amend themselves and do penance and make reparation to the Catholic Church and Catholic God whom they have offended, I deliver them to Satan for the perdition of their flesh, with the hope that they repent and their souls may be saved on the day of judgment. So be it, so be it, so be it. Anathema to Marie Juliana Beau and Jane Frances Beau. In the year of our Lord, 2021, in the eighth month of the 29th day, by Richard Joseph Michael Ibrani, a judge and ruler of the Catholic Church and superior of Mary's little remnant.